Hey guys, welcome to Pretty Out There, presented by ProExist, ingredients that revive, skincare that empowers, hosted by me, your girl, Lorena Seves. I have an amazing guest today. She's very inspiring and I love her story. Her name is Alina Ferrata. She is the founder of Global Gift Foundation USA. Alina is a strong believer and the driving force behind Global Gift Foundation USA. Vision of providing people in under-resourced areas the tools that will allow them to establish a viable and sustainable future for themselves. Under Alina's guidance, the foundation will look towards creating a future where celebrities, influencers, elected officials, business leaders, educators, and parents work together to create equality for all. In addition to her role as founder of Global Gift Foundation USA, executing events in Mexico, Colombia, Miami, Los Angeles, San Francisco, to name a few. Alina is also an active board member of Eva Longoria's foundation. Born in Nicaragua, Alina was raised in Los Angeles by her inspiration and heroes, her mom, grandmother, and aunt. In addition to her philanthropic work, she also focuses her energy on what she calls her most important role, wife and mom to her sons. It is important to her to be an example to her family and show them how one person can change the world. Hard work, passion, and dedication can create better tomorrows for those in need. Wow, you're so amazing, Alina. You guys stay tuned and listen to her story. Hello, hello.
Hey, hon.
Hi.
Okay, is this working?
Testing, it is working. 1, 2, 3. You're on. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. I have Alina Ferrata. She is the Global Gift Foundation founder. She's an amazing person. I can't wait for you guys to hear her story. Mm-hmm. But before we get started, how have you been?
Been good. Well, it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday, the last day of homeschooling for us here. So
yay! I know, same
excited.
Here. Excited. You know, it's a good thing in a way, but then in a way I'm like, well, shoot, what am I going to do with you guys now? You
know, so. I know, right? It's like, that means we're going to be prepping like 6 meals a day.
Yes, that and arts and crafts, whatever we can do to keep these kids busy, because it's a whole different, that's another episode.
Yeah, like, right? Exactly. How to keep kids entertained under the age of.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So I know you have your Global Gift Foundation nonprofit organization, and yes. It's something that I've been following for a few years now.
Yeah,
and I'm very
supported us.
Yeah, I'm just very found to have met someone like you because you're very inspiring. No. And I also love to give back as well. So you know, it's funny, when I first met you or heard of you, because of your sister, yeah. Wendy is a good friend of mine. And I think it was one day I was shooting and I told her, I go, you know, Eva Longoria's here is filming. And she's like, oh, really? That's my sister's best friend. I'm like, what? I'm like, what a small world. Yeah. So, and then that's how, yes, we started, you know, talking and then collaborating here and there. So it's been a good connection, but I'm so happy to have you on my podcast.
Thank you. Congratulations on your podcast as well. You're somebody that's like managing, I don't know how many hats.
Yes.
Your time and your podcast and your family. And
oh, just, my goodness.
You know, helping out our communities. So yes, you're doing a lot too, girl.
I am. I have to keep myself busy. It feels good, you know, to be able to do different things. And the moment I sit down and there's nothing to do, I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah, right. It's like, wait a minute, why am I relaxing?
Right,
what's wrong here?
It's not normal. Yeah. Oh my goodness. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Yes. And where were you born and raised?
Well, I'm originally from Nicaragua, and I came to the U.S. when I was 5 years old. Moved to L.A. So I've been in Angeleno well over 30 years now. Okay. Yeah. So raised in Hollywood. And raising my family here as well. So we've been very fortunate to really be in LA and you know, form a family and a business for ourselves. I started my foundation a little bit over 10 years ago.
And what inspired you to start your nonprofit organization?
Well, you know, how we actually started, a girlfriend of mine and I, we started doing a lot of philanthropic events in Europe. And from doing these events, we and working with different other organizations there, the mentality in Europe back then wasn't as philanthropic, let's say, because you don't really, it's not like here in the US, where here in the US or LA alone, there's always like a gala every weekend or every month, you know, focused on different organizations. And out there, you really don't see, you couldn't see that much of events of that sort. So from there, we sat down and thought, okay, what can we do? We should actually, you know, start our own foundation and have it focus on things that we are passionate about, that we want to give back to, which was, you know, mostly focused on women, children, and families. So that's how Global Gift Foundation born. And from there, from after doing so many events out in Europe, we were doing many in Spain and France and London, Dubai, we
Mexico.
Mexico. We decided to open our North American chapter, Global Gift Foundation USA. And you know, after having children, I couldn't be traveling as much as I was to Europe. So I said, you know what, let's do our North American chapter so that way I could be, you know, in one place now. And hence, you know, that's how we started GGF USA, which is focused mostly on North America and Latin America, which I love because that just brings me back to my roots as well and helping, you know, my Latino community, and obviously any other communities here in North America. So we've been very, very fortunate to be running our foundation for this long and having the support of many global gifters, you know, across the globe, and helping us continue our mission, which is
And what is your
mostly,
mission?
well, our mission originally, actually, because we've changed it a little bit, especially after this year with the whole due to COVID. But you know, we're mostly focused on anything that's, you know, fight against social injustice. So we always want to be able to focus our support within the healthcare area, providing shelter, empowering women, education, you know, and all these different areas. But you know, myself and my team, we've, you know, thought long and hard. You know, now with the whole situation with COVID, we've seen that there's a huge necessity with hunger
Oh my gosh.
and poverty, which is going to be something that's going to be, you know, lasting for so long. I mean, the issue, you know, the issues have always been here. You know, hunger and poverty has been, you know, an issue in the US for a long time and in Latin America. But now with COVID, it's like multiplied, you know, how many times? So it's an area that our foundation really wants to put a lot of focus on right now, and probably in the coming years, because I think it's going to take a while for families to get back on their feet, with how, you know, COVID is going, how our economy is right now. So the help is hugely needed right now.
Now
We
more
want to
than
be able
ever.
to, yeah. So we want to be able to, you know, to provide that support in this area now and make it one of our main focus. Of course, you know, we're still going to be focusing on other projects that we've had pending, but I think this is like one of the ones that we really want to, you know, shine light on and be able to give back and you know,
Absolutely.
create what we say better tomorrows for all these families.
Well, God bless you guys. And
No,
what
thank you.
has your organization accomplished to date? I know you say you have a lot of things that are pending right now, you know, because of COVID and all that, but what have you guys accomplished to date that you would like to share with us?
You know, well, before obviously, beginning of this year, sorry, my phone is like off the hook. You know, before this year, we were about to start doing our Young Women Scholarship Program. So, and as you know, you've attended to quite a few of our women empowerment luncheons. So
Yes, love them.
those initiatives were, you know, were created in order for us to focus on, you know, bringing this, you know, program on its feet. But with, you know, everything we've, you know, put a hold on it for right now. Hopefully our goal, you know, in 2021, we could, you know, bring this up and be able to, you know, to continue doing our women empowerment luncheons, hopefully once we're able to do gatherings. But
yes,
but that's one of our babies that we were in process of establishing. But, you know, we've always joined forces with other organizations, you know, like Eva Longoria Foundation, Ricky Martin Foundation, other local foundations in Mexico, and here in the U.S. So, you know,
so again, you guys just pretty much collaborate with each other and just get together.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
So you guys just basically get together and collaborate together to create a bigger gala, bigger.
Exactly. Okay. You know, because we know that, you know, such individuals like them, you know, they are able to, they're a huge force when it comes to raising awareness, obviously funds. So, you know, we know that joining forces with them, we're much powerful together this right. way.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what can your organization offer donors and sponsors in exchange for a donation? Like, I know there's many people that would love to give back and help out, but sometimes they don't know much about the foundation or to the extent. So what can you guys offer in exchange?
You know, we've worked with, you know, several sponsors, you know, to big companies, to smaller, you know, family owned companies. So we always offer different, you know, sort of benefits, you know, to these companies. But at the end, you know, we just hope they come on board and knowing that, you know, the best benefit that they're going to get is knowing that they did something good and being able to, yes. you know, provide, you know, a necessity for these families and, you know, bring a little bit of hope back to their lives. So I think that's the best gift of all, that knowing that.
A priceless gift.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
It's the most beautiful gift ever. So I like to share with people because sometimes, like, you know, go to different organizations and I'll donate stuff, especially to like Hope with the Valley or other places like that. And just seeing their reaction when you give something, it's priceless. Mm-hmm. You can't describe what the feeling is. It's just a beautiful feeling deep down inside, knowing that you helped somebody, that you put a smile on somebody's face. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So really, really good. Yes, exactly.
That. Yeah. And since stories are very touching, can you share one or two stories of individuals whose lives you have changed because of your organization?
Wow, there's so many.
Oh, that's good.
There's so many because it's, you know, when we work with, you know, so many organizations, they're able to, you know, help on a bigger scale because, you know, within the communities that they help. But I think, you know, for me, when we do our local events, those are the most touching ones for me. Last year when we did our Wonderland of Hope initiative, you know, every year we do something different with Wonderland of Hope. It was originally a toy drive. And then we added our turkey drive the following year along with our toy drive. Last year, we adopted 10 families and we gave, we set up a nice dinner for them and all the families left with gifts, you know, things that they needed. I mean, they were families, you know, with babies, you know, from 2 months, you know, up to teenagers. So it was great just to see their reactions knowing, and especially the parents, knowing that, you know, that their children were able to have something special for the holidays and just seeing their faces. I think that for me is just so touching. And some of these families, you know, some were even living in shelters. So I think just that one little girl that probably went to bed with, you know, a doll that she probably hasn't had in, you know, in years, and just those little things, because I feel like that one doll could be her favorite doll and she'll remember that moment when she in her 20s and realize the importance of giving back to your community. Because sometimes, you know, it's just those little things that really make an impact.
Absolutely.
That to me is always memorable. We were able to help this one young girl last year. We donated to her a laptop. And you know, she was off to college. She was the first one in her family to go to college and Bakersfield. Cool. So it was just so, it was so gratifying to see her knowing that she would be able to continue her studies, especially in college, and being the first one in her home to go to a university. I think that right there to me was like, just the fact that somebody can go because they have some sort of like obstacle that they can't, get through because, you know, whatever means that they can't, you know, have within their family. Right. So being able to provide that relief for her and her mom, you know, was a gift awesome. To us. Yeah.
That's really special that you guys did that. I mean, I'm sure she's in school grateful for that opportunity, because I know especially a lot of kids right now, I mean, they don't even have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So there's to like Starbucks or Taco Bell to use their Wi-Fi outside. And it's that's hard times. And that's really sad. But to be able to give back and help them out like that, that's beautiful. You guys are so amazing. Oh,
thank you.
I love that. Well, stories always make me like my eyes water. No. I'm like, oh.
You know, and a lot of this stuff, you know, it wouldn't be possible without, you know, of all of our global gifters. You know, because of their help and, you know, we're able to, you know, make a huge impact in these lives. So it's not a one person, you know, team. It's a whole community giving back. So yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it takes everybody.
Takes a village.
Yeah. It does. And so tell us a little bit about the Winter Wonderland and the global equality that you guys are currently doing.
Yes,
right now.
So our Wonderland of Hope for this year, we decided that we wanted to adopt 50 families and provide them with food baskets with all the awesome. Necessities that they'll need, along with masks and you so graciously donated to us as well.
You're welcome.
So, you know, just all the things that they need, because I think this month here in LA especially is going to be a very tough mm-hmm. one. So anything to prevent a family to be exposed out shopping, I think is very needed. We want to be able to keep all of our family safe. And, you know, us Latinos, we have big families. So we can't risk, you know, one parent going out and infecting their whole entire family. You know, and we have our grandmas, our grandpas, you know, living with them. So we need to, you know, keep them safe. If that's one thing that we can do, you know, to provide that extension of support by, you know, giving them food baskets to help them stay home for the next 2 weeks. You know, that's great. We've been very fortunate enough to have like people be able to donate non-perishable items, do cash donations.
Very nice.
Yes, Matt. And then we also have our campaign right now, our Global Equality T-shirt campaign that we've created.
I just got my shirt today. I'm excited. I'm like, yay! Yeah, I did. I'm like, woohoo, I got it.
That's awesome. Wear it with pride, with love.
I will.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, so we're.
I'll take a picture.
Yes, you have to take a picture. Tag all of our global gifters with it.
I will.
So this is a great campaign that we're doing through the month of December and well into 2021 as well. And it's a combined effort that we're doing with our European Foundation as well. So our North American Foundation and our European Foundation, we joined forces to create this campaign, which is, you know, pretty much focused to help eradicate poverty and hunger within our most vulnerable communities. So we've mm-hmm. been very blessed to have our
amazing. I've seen you guys have a lot of support already. I mean, you guys have actors and actresses and, you know, people who are really, really involved, and it makes me happy to see that. You know what I mean? So it's really good. I'm excited for you guys. And so if people go into your site and purchase the Global Equality shirt, do proceeds get donated to?
Yes. So 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the tees will go towards our programs that are built to eradicate poverty. If you go to our Instagram account, at Global Gifts USA, in our bio, mm-hmm. There's a link there that'll take you either if you want to purchase a t-shirt, if you want to donate to our Perfect. Wonderland of Hope, or if you just want to make a donation to the foundation, it's mm-hmm. all on there. Yes.
That is perfect. That is so perfect. Thank you so much, Alina. I know we have so much to talk about more and more, you know, but I just wanted my audience to know who you were, what your mission was, and what you're doing today to help those in need, especially, you know, if anybody's listening and wants to participate or be a volunteer or,
yes. or
donate, please log into Global Gift Foundation USA. Anything helps, and it's going to be helping a great cause because we all need it right now. Everybody,
we all need it. We all need some sort of help.
Yeah.
We all
need it. We do.
Yeah.
And like they said, the best medicine is, you know, being happy and making someone else
exactly.
happy.
Our health. So
that's all the good way. Yes, absolutely. Do you have anything else we would like to share on how
now
you
maybe- just, you know, thank yeah. you everybody that listened and at our foundation, and just to stay safe, you know, put your mask, wear your gloves, you know, wash your hands, keep your loved ones safe, and yes. just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. I love that. The ending is perfect. There is light there at the is end light. Of the tunnel. I can see it. It's coming along. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama. Alina.
It was a pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Thank you. Good luck with everything. Her.
Yes. Thank you. And you guys stay safe too. My blessings to everyone.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Take
bye,
care.
Mama.
We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. That's a wrap. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. Please stay healthy and stay safe. And remember to always stay pretty out there.